Impact investing is interesting. I assume this is the use of investment to influence social impact. Do you engage in that?
Absolutely. Everything that we do has an impact. And while many people refer to the ESG, there's also the SRI, and that's socially responsible impact investing. So obviously, if you want to have dramatic impact and you don't need your money down the road, then you can just take it if you think, oh, we need more affordable housing. Well, give your money away and create more affordable housing. That's impact. But within these portfolios, because we're trying to make sure that these are obviously made for people that want their money down the road, but want it to do good, quote unquote, while it's doing well. So the way that we have impact is through the fund partners that we use and the way they lobby different companies to change what they're doing. So, for instance, there's been tremendous impact with Malaysian palm oil producers. There was a moratorium on new plants. There was sustainability initiatives put in place. And that was because shareholders lobbied the companies and said, you need to change because the deforestation issue over there was enormous. And that's tremendous impact. Great impact at Amazon. Amazon, prior to 2011, didn't have a sustainability department. They weren't looking at their footprint with both energy, and that could be within their facilities, but also with all the shipping that they do, water usage, and things like that. And now they're very robust in that, and that's because they were lobbied by our partners at these funds.
Are there areas of investment that are avoided by your strategy that more or less you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole?
Well, this type of investing began with exclusionary investing, when you would say, okay, no guns, no weapons, no alcohol, no tobacco, no pornography. That was kind of the beginnings of this. But now there's also inclusive investing, where you're investing in companies that that have good financial metrics, but also are making a positive impact or spurring change in certain areas. And then there's best in class. So that's when you pick a company that may be a leader in its space. Maybe you don't absolutely love the space, but it's a leader in the space and it's making good strides in ESG. So we try to look at all of that and not limit ourselves too much. But you would be hard-pressed to find a company manufacturing cigarettes, firearms, pornography, gambling, alcohol in the portfolio. They're just not going to turn up very often.
How do you determine if these strategies are having a measurable or a positive impact?
Happily, that's a fairly easy part. Our fund partners put out tremendous amounts of research, weekly, monthly, quarterly. We're constantly getting reports and also engaging with the portfolio managers to see what they're doing. And it's right there in black and white.
Justin Sauter is founding partner at Verdant Investments, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.